Unity. Unity Curling Club held a preseason executive meeting with the annual general meeting held October 3, to get a handle on the upcoming season. The club's fees have not been raised significantly, however curlers should know that subject to new PST regulations, this is now an added tax on curling fees after October 1. A small increase was initiated to curling registration fees for afternoon and evening leagues to help with expenses, however junior curling program fees remain the same. Brad Sloboda will once again be the ice maker, and Sharon Ryder continues to serve as lounge manager for the club. Leagues offered will be similar to last season. Tuesday and Thursdays will include an afternoon league while Mondays and Tuesdays will be the evening leagues, with all draws beginning at 7 p.m. Wednesday continues to be the open league and Thursdays the junior learn to curl program will take place from 5:30 to 6:30 p.m. The Thursday evening league takes place at 7:30 p.m. and is a two-person team event. The UCC executive this year includes Glenn Height as president and Ross Neumeyer serving as vice president. Cherie Anderson continues as secretary as does Sharon Ryder as treasurer and lounge manager. Ken Leslie, Janet Hollingshead Leslie, Martin Berg, Daryl Ettingfield, and Scott Anderson serve as directors. Will there be a Bonspiel season at UCC this year? The answer is yes. While not all details are finalized, to date, Sterling Spiels will be held in November and February, with dates to be announced. The club is excited for the return of the Boxing Day Family Fun Spiel. The first general men's open spiel is set for January 18 to 2. UCC is taking a turn at hosting the wildly popular two-person fun spiel on February 10. The Oil Persons Bonspiel will take place March 4 to 5, with the annual Bramichi Farms Ladies Open Spiel to follow March 17 to 18. The club is excited to play host the Curlsask Joint Club Provincials March 23 to 26. Unity Curling Club will continue to be home for Unity Composite High School curling teams during their season. Past teams have earned district and regional wins, as well as a couple of provincial medals. Unity Curling Club remains grateful for the advertising, sponsorship and donations towards the club and its programs to help make curling affordable for everyone and reduce expenses.